I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Bernie Sanders has been drawing large crowds to his campaign events, and Monday night's jam-packed rally at the Littleton Opera House was no exception. VPR's Charlotte Albright talked with supporters about why they're turning out, writing checks, and wearing buttons urging others to feel the burn.
Thanks so much, sir. There you go.
On a warm night, campaign workers pass out Bernie stickers and bottled water to hundreds waiting in a long line more than an hour before the doors open at the historic Littleton Opera House. Leo Lavoie and his mother, Fran, from Littleton, are near the front. Leo believes Sanders will fight poverty and help rebuild the middle class.
And it's hard in this economy to get ahead. Prices keep rising, wages don't. His message about a livable wage really hits home with me.
In his 90-minute speech, Sanders repeats that message about income inequality like a refrain, linking many other social issues.
There is something profoundly wrong when one family, the Walton family of Walmart, one family owns as much wealth as the bottom 40% of the American people.
This mostly white audience cheers loudly when Sanders talks about battling unemployment disproportionately affecting minority youth and about racism lurking within the criminal justice system. Even wilder applause erupts for campaign finance reform, better media coverage of serious issues, tuition-free public college, equal pay for women, reproductive rights, and civil rights for the LGBT community. Lincoln Robertson leaves the rally feeling that it was well worth a drive from Milan, New Hampshire, almost 60 miles away. He's especially struck by the statistic about Sam Walton's wealth, in contrast to average Americans.
It's wrong that one family owns more than the entire bottom 40%, and I guess I didn't realize the number was quite that big for the bottom.
For Robertson's wife, Heather Pichet, women's issues stand out, as she explains, smiling down at their 14-year-old daughter, Amira.
That my daughter will be able to have control over her own body, you know?
I didn't get the own body thing. What were they talking about?
We'll go into that a little bit more in depth after. Yeah, we've got a lot of talking to do.
Judging from the lively conversation spilling out of the Opera House and onto the street, there will be plenty more talk about Bernie Sanders as his campaign rolls into other states. According to the latest poll, he is leading Hillary Clinton 44 to 37 points in New Hampshire. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.